Okay, let's dig into this. We all see it, right? This huge demand for learning that fits our lives, flexible, easy to access, but also, actually works.
Absolutely, it's booming.
But if you're the one creating that stuff, maybe you're a coach, an educator, or in corporate training, wow, it gets complicated fast.
Oh, tell me about it. It's not just making videos. It's the tech, the engagement, keeping track of who's paid.
Yeah.
It can be a real nightmare. Turns creativity into admin work.
Exactly. That exact struggle, finding one place to manage it all, that's what we're diving into today. We're looking at Catalyst Cube. It's a digital platform built specifically for executive coaches, independent educators, and corporate HR L&D folks. We've got some detailed documents describing it, and honestly, it seems pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it covers a lot of ground. So our mission for you listening is to kind of pull out the key bits. How does this Catalyst Cube thing actually try to change the game for online courses and coaching?
What does it do? Why should you care? We want to figure out if it really makes things easier, cheaper, and more impactful.
By the end of this, you should have a really solid idea of what Catalyst Cube is all about, its main features, and maybe what it signals for digital learning in general.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Who is this actually for?
Well, the source material is pretty clear. It calls it the definitive digital platform, purpose-built. Strong words for those specific groups: executive coaches, independent educators, corporate trainers.
The core idea.
It's all about enabling them to go digital, to offer, high-quality online courses and coaching without breaking the bank or pulling their hair out over the tech. Conveniently and affordably, as they put it.
It's interesting they frame it as a comprehensive ecosystem, not just a platform, but an ecosystem.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It suggests it's trying to handle everything from creating the content, getting learners involved, even making money from it.
So more than just hosting videos, it's like the whole pipeline.
Exactly. An end-to-end thing.
Yeah.
The idea seems to be reducing all that friction, Like instead of gluing together five different tools, you have one place. That's potentially huge for scaling up.
Okay, that makes sense. And that leads us right into content creation, because that's usually hurdle number one.
Definitely.
The documents talk about something called AI Studio. What's that about?
Right, this sounds like a big part of their pitch. It uses advanced AI, they say, to speed up development.
How? Like, what does it actually do?
It apparently helps generate course outlines, descriptions, quizzes, assignments, even course images. Effortlessly is the word they use.
Wow, okay. That sounds really helpful. Is the main benefit just speed, or is it also about maybe making it easier for experts who aren't necessarily tech whizzes or writers to create good content?
I think it's probably both, yeah. Speed is obvious, cutting down that initial setup time. But you're right, it could definitely lower the barrier. If you know your stuff but aren't a curriculum designer, this might help you structure it.
Get your knowledge out there faster.
Exactly. And beyond the AI, there's also what they call a comprehensive course creation suite.
Okay.
This seems more like the hands-on building part. An intuitive drag-and-drop builder, support for different media types, the usual suspects, but sounds pretty robust.
Unlimited courses, multimedia, what else?
Things like content drip schedules, releasing modules over time,
Right, so people don't get overwhelmed. Week one, module one, etc.
Yeah. Setting prerequisites, bundling courses together for packages, attaching resources, designing more complex lessons. It sounds like it covers a lot of bases for different teaching styles.
Do a lot of tools for making the content. But like we said, that's only half the job, isn't it?
True. Getting people engaged once they're in the course is key.
So how does Catalyst Cube handle that? The docs mention seamless live integrations.
Yeah, with the big names, Zoom, Google Meet, Google Classroom.
So you can run live classes, webinars.
Right, or hybrid sessions, whatever fits your model.
Yeah.
And they mention optional recording too, which is great for flexibility if people can't make it live.
Okay, so the live interaction is covered. What about keeping learners motivated, like day to day?
Good question. They talk about robust engagement tools. This includes things like gamification.
Ah, like points and badges.
Exactly. Badges, points, leaderboards. Trying to make it a bit more interactive, maybe even fun, foster some healthy competition.
Or just sense of progress.
Right. It's not just games, though. They also mentioned issuing professional certificates, apparently with a visual builder, so you can brand them.
That's important for professional development stuff.
Definitely. Plus, sending announcements, managing enrollments automatically. It's about making the whole learning journey feel connected and rewarding.
And assessment. Crucial bit. You need to know if they're actually learning anything, right? Otherwise, what's the point?
Totally. They detail advanced quizzes and assignments. Sounds like a pretty flexible quiz builder, multiple question types, import-export options.
Import-export. So you can maybe bring in questions you already have?
Potentially, yeah. Saves retyping everything. And detailed grading, assignment submissions, custom grading scales. It seems like they've thought about the need for proper evaluation, not just multiple choice.
Okay, so you create the content, you engage the learners, you assess them. What about the business side? Growth? Making it sustainable.
Monetization. Yes, they cover that too. Flexible monetization and marketplace capabilities.
Like what? Selling individual courses?
Yep. Single courses, but also memberships and subscriptions. So different models.
Recurring revenue, potentially.
Exactly. And managing earnings, commissions if you have multiple instructors, manual enrollments, and a big one, integration with WooCommerce.
Oh, okay. So you can plug it into a proper online store.
That's how it sounds. If you're already using WooCommerce or want serious e-commerce features, handling taxes, different payment methods, customer accounts, the integration is a big deal. It simplifies the whole sales process.
That definitely points towards scaling up, not just a solo operator.
For sure. And they explicitly mention robust marketplace features, supporting multi-instructor models, revenue sharing.
Like building your own little Udemy almost.
Kind of, yeah. With dedicated dashboards for instructors to track their own stuff.
That sounds powerful, but maybe complex to manage. Like, how do you ensure quality if you have lots of instructors or handle payment disputes? Does the platform help with that side?
That's a really good point. The platform provides the tools, the dashboards, the commission tracking, which streamlines the admin. But quality control, setting policies, that would still likely fall on whoever owns the platform instance. It gives you the infrastructure, not the governance necessarily.
Gotcha. Okay, so you've got this potential empire growing. You need data, right, to see what's working.
Absolutely. And they list insightful analytics and reporting, tracking student progress, monitoring earnings, sales reports, data export.
So you can actually see, like, completion rates, quiz scores, revenue per course.
Seems like it. They mentioned visualizing trends with graphs, getting automated student results. It's all about giving you the data to make informed decisions.
Makes sense. You need that feedback loop. Are there any, like, common traps people fall into when they get all this data, like focusing on the wrong metrics?
The source doesn't really go into interpretation pitfalls, but that's always a risk, isn't it? The key thing they emphasize is just having the data available easily.
And keeping everyone connected. How's communication handled?
Robust communication channels is the phrase they use. Push notifications, email templates you can customize, announcements, emails triggered by specific events.
Like when someone finishes a course.
Yeah, or enrolls, or maybe hasn't logged in for a while. And site-wide notifications, too. It sounds like a pretty full set of tools to keep the community informed and engaged, especially as it grows.
Okay, this is all sounding very comprehensive, but none of it matters if the platform isn't stable or secure, right?
Foundational point. Okay. Absolutely critical. And they address it directly. Uncompromising security and authentication.
What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, they list some specifics. Two-factor authentication, that extra code you need besides your password.
Standard now, but essential.
Right. Fraud protection, managing active login sessions so you can see if someone's logged in from somewhere weird. Email verification, social login options for convenience.
And role-based access.
Yes, granular role-based access permissions. So you can give different people different levels of access, like an instructor sees their students' progress, but maybe not the main financial reports.
Crucial for teams or larger organizations.
Totally. They stress it's built with high-quality code, adhering to very high standards, trying to build that trust factor.
Which is massive when you're dealing with people's learning data and maybe payment info.
Exactly. And thinking bigger picture, they also mention global reach with multilingual support.
Ah, so you can offer courses in different languages.
Seems so. That obviously opens up much wider audiences. Huge potential there.
And keeping your own look and feel. Branding.
Yeah, extensive customization and branding. Creating your own branded certificates with that drag and drop builder again. Using a front-end course builder to make the learning environment feel like yours.
Maintaining that brand identity is important for coaches and companies.
For sure. Plus, support for multiple payment gateways. Just making it easy for people around the world to pay you. Removing barriers.
Okay, so putting it all together, it really does sound like they're aiming for a true A to Z solution.
It seems that way. from the initial spark of an idea with the AI.
Through building it out, getting students involved, live sessions, quizzes.
Handling the money, analyzing the results, keeping it secure, and making it look like your brand. It's a lot.
So connecting back to the bigger picture, how does Catalyst Q kind of position itself?
It seems like they want to be seen as a strategic partner. Not just a tool provider, but someone helping you actually succeed in digital learning. Enabling you to deliver, you know, really good online experiences, scale things up, and actually help learners grow.
Removing those tech headaches so you can focus on the teaching or coaching.
That seems to be the core value proposition. And understanding platforms like this, I think it's pretty vital for anyone in this space, right? Whether you want to use something like it or you're just trying to understand where digital education is headed.
Absolutely. It gives you a window into the current state of the art, or at least what one company thinks it is.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the end and maybe something to chew on.
Okay.
With platforms like Catalyst Cube making things more accessible, packing in AI features, how does that continue to change things? Does it further democratize who gets to teach and share specialized knowledge? Does it challenge the old ways of doing professional development or even traditional education?
Interesting question.
And maybe more personally for you listening, what opportunities does this shift towards more integrated AI-powered platforms create for you, whether as a learner, an educator, or maybe something else entirely?
Yeah, lots to think about there. How does it change the landscape and where do you fit in?
Definitely something to mull over.